This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A change to the federal financial aid application could force Colorado's rural residents to pay more for college. Family farms have historically been exempt from FAFSA's economic need formula, but applicants' families now need to list those as assets, which could make it seem like they have a nest egg, even if most of their money immediately goes back into their small business. Colorado is home to about 39,000 farms and ranches, according to the State Department of Agriculture. As the country nears its deadline to raise the national debt ceiling, Democratic Congresswoman Brittany Patterson is urging Speaker Kevin McCarthy to keep the House in session. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Patterson and about 20 other freshman Democrats say that by staying in D.C., members of Congress will be able to act quickly to prevent even a short-term default. The House is in recess from Thursday afternoon to June 5th. House leaders told members they get 24 hours notice to return if they get a deal done, plus 72 hours to read it. The Senate returns after Memorial Day. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This season will be the last for the Colorado Shakespeare Festival and the Mary Rippon Outdoor Theater at the University of Colorado. Major renovations on this space will last for the next few years. Producing artistic director Tim Orr says the company is eager to open in early June.
We're incredibly grateful to be able to do what we do where we do it. Here in this beautiful part of the country and in this beautiful theater, it's really magical to come together as a community and tell each other stories.
Much Ado About Nothing kicks off the season on June 11th. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.